is macroeconomic policy likely to change? Well, my argument is that it's already begun to change to the left. Is it likely to make a big shift? No. Because whatever you might say, and however powerful Cossato and the Communist Party feel, big business still has power in our society. And that is something that you see. You see Jacob Zuma running away to the World Economic Forum to start talking to businessmen. You saw him having engagements with a whole series of stakeholders in the business community. And there is a realization. And the two clearest manifestations of this was, firstly, Trevor Manuel's reappointment to the Ministry of Finance. Why? Does Blade in Zimande and Zwelinzi Mavavi love Trevor Manuel? No. Right? This was, after all, the architect of economic policy under Thabo Mbeki. You can't truly, and with all with a straight face, argue you don't agree with Thabo Mbeki's economic policy and then say you support Trevor Manuel. But the logic of the process required, it reflected the power of big business. And so what you're likely to see is a slight shift to the left under Jacob Zuma, like you did under Thabo Mbeki. Well, you're likely to see a radical shift. You're likely to see the nationalization of Sasol or Mittal, which is the Communist Party request? No. Are you likely to see a change in the pension age, that people qualify for pensions from 65 to 60 years, as has already begun to happen? Will you likely see a change of child support grants to people not only at the age of 14 but also 18? Yes. And who in this room will argue against that? Who? Because it seems like a perfectly reasonable thing to do. So that's what we will see. Are we likely to see a fundamental change? No.